So we finally, this week, we finally begin the end of Sefer Shemot. We, for the last, including this coming week's Parsha, for the last 5 weeks, we have been hearing about the job that B'nai Yisrael receive at Har Sinai. And that job, can I place this right here? Do you mind if I place this right here? No, it's okay. Do you mind?
No.
Oh, thank you. We receive the job, a mandate on Har Sinai. And the mandate is to be a Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We have a job for the last 5 weeks, including this week, to build a Mishkan, the place, the continuation of Har Sinai, the portable Har Sinai, as the Ramban says in Truma, the portable Har Sinai that is now going to take B'nai Israel for their very short, hopefully, journey in the desert until they get to Eretz Israel. Hopefully there won't be any detours along the way, like Meraglim that may detour us for 40 years. Hopefully we're going to go straight into Eretz Israel, taking this job of the Torah in the Mishkan, portable Har Sinai, taking Har Sinai with us. You know the expression, you can't take it with you? Yes, you can. You take Har Sinai with you in your Mishkan, bring it into Eretz Israel, and we're going to be able to serve Hashem. We're going to take a detour in Sefer Vayikra, much of Vayikra, to learn how to work in this portable Mikdash. But we're going to take this portable Mikdash with the Avoda and the Ha'ovdim Bo, the Kohanim, that we talked about a few weeks ago, and bring them all together in one package into Eretz Yisrael. And so it's time for us to take a little bit of a big picture look at the last 5 weeks, and we're going to have to run through some parshiot kind of quickly. But I just want to explore one Rashi at the beginning of this week's parsha. We're going to look at it from the Gemara, because Rashi quotes a Gemara, but it's one Rashi in the beginning of the parsha. It's a Gemara about our parshiot. In order to do that, again, you need to please open up your Chumash back, your Tanakh, back to Parshat Truma. And we're going to begin with Perek Chaf Hei. And those of you who are familiar with the Rashi that we're going to talk about, we're really going to be focusing on the order in which Moshe is told to build the Mishkan, the order that he conveys that to Bezalel, and the order in which the way Bezalel actually carries out the mission to build the Mishkan. Again, how is Moshe told to build the Mishkan? How is that command conveyed to Bezalel? And how does Bezalel actually carry it out? And we're going to see something really fascinating and hopefully be able to take a lesson from it. But it does start a little technical, so try to follow as much as you can. I'm going to go a little quickly, leave Re'ut. I'm going to go a little quickly, but try your best to follow along. So, back to Parshat Kitisa. I'm sorry, Parshat Truma, Perek Chaf Hei. We have a broad overview. V'yasuli Mikdash, Pasuk Chet. Chaf Hei Chet, V'yasuli Mikdash, V'shachanti B'tocham. Kechol Asher Ani Mar'eh Otcha, Eit Tavnit HaMishkan. So the broad perspective first, Mishkan. The Eit Tavnit Kol Kelav, V'chein Ta'asu. The very first time Moshe hears about the building of the Mishkan, it goes Mishkan and then Kelim. Good. Yet, when the command continues, the Mishkan does not come first. The next pasuk, V'yasu Aron Atzei Shitim. Pasuk Yud. Then these are the Kelim. Flip to pasuk Chav Gimel. V'yasita Shulchan Atzei Shitim. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And the whole parsha there. V'yasita Minarat Zahav Tahor. So when it comes to the specifics, what do we have first? The Kelim. The Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah. Skipping now to Chavav. With me?
We're going on. Now we're talking about the larger structure. Chavav Aleph. V'yeta mishkan ta'aseh eser yiriyot. Now we're talking about the broader structure. The mishkan itself. V'yasita takrashim la'mishkan in pasuk tetvav. So I'm in Chavav Aleph. Is v'yeta mishkan ta'aseh eser yiriyot. Chavav tetvav. V'yasita takrashim la'mishkan. Etc. etc. Pasuk lamed aleph in chavav viasita parochet tchelet argaman tolat shani. Yes. So we went from kelim to the structure, and that's only in chavav. Then, for some reason, we go back to the kelim again in chavzayin. Are you following? Chavzayin aleph. Perek chavzayin aleph. V'yasita tamizbeach chatzei shitim. Then we go back to the chatzer in pasuk tet. V'yasita chatzar hamishkan. So far we've gotten the broad overview mishkan v'kol kelav. We go kelim, structure kelim, structure, and now we skip to parsha tetzaveh. We move to parsha tetzaveh, pasuk chafchet. And Parsha Tetzaveh is about the Kohanim and the Bigdei Kihuna. So Perek Chafchet is almost exclusively about the Bigdei Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Chafchet, skim through it yourselves. Skim through it yourselves. Vav Yasu Ataifod. Yud Gimel Vyasita Mishpatzot Zahav. Tet Vav Yasita Choshen Mishpat. Lamed Aleph Vyasita Et Mi'il Haifod. Lamed Vav Vyasita Tzitz. Zahav Tahor, Lamitet, Vishibatsta Haktonet. And then it brings us to Mem, Vilivne Aharon Tase, Chutanot, Viasita Lehem Avnetim, Umigbaot Tase Lehem Lechafod Ultifaret. So again, we've gone to, from a broad overview at the Mishkan Bet Kol Kelav, and then we have seemingly no particular order. Are we talking Kelim? Are we talking large structure? Then we go to the Kohanim, makes things even harder to understand, because at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh, because Perek Chavtet is about the inauguration of the Kohanim, but if we skip to Perek Lamed, what do we have seemingly out of nowhere? The Mizbeach HaZahav. Take a look at Lamed Aleph, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph. V'yasita Mizbeach Miktar Ktoret. So the order, and we are going to come back and say that someone does say this, Rav Kook actually does point this out, it seems that the order, so far we're only in the command that Moshe is receiving from Hashem. The order does not seem to matter. All right, let me clarify that. We don't understand the order just yet. You know, sometimes, l'mashal, you'll hear someone say, you know, ein mukdam, I'm not saying this, I'm just saying l'mashal, it's not exactly this. But you'll hear someone say, ein mukdam u'muchar b'Torah, there's no order in the Torah. And we say, chas v'shalom, there's no order in the Torah. Of course there's an order in the Torah, but there's not always a chronological order to the Torah. So, I didn't mean to say there's no order to this Torah, but I'm just saying, it doesn't seem that we understand which way we're going. Are we talking kelim, and then structure, and then Kohanim? Are we talking larger structure, Mishkan, and then Kelim? It seems like it's a, in that regard, it seems to be out of order that we understand. When we move to Parshat Kitisa, which is still Perek Lamed, we have the Kior Nechoshet, which is in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudchet, V'yasita Kior Nechoshet. Also, a kli in the mizbeach. You place it between the mizbeach and the mikdash, the mishkan. So the order of the building of the mishkan, the way Moshe receives it from Hashem, doesn't seem to be an order that we immediately recognize. However, we now move to Parshat Kitisa, and if you move now, not just in the beginning of Perek Lamed, the end of Perek Lamed, I'm sorry. Take a look at Lamed Aleph, and that I did quote for you. I have the source here, Perek Lamed Aleph, in Shmot, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Now we're moving on to Bezalel. Re'ei Karati B'Shem Bezalel Ben Uri Ben Hur L'Matayudam in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Aleph. And now Bet. I said bet already. Gimel. Va'amale oto ruach Elohim. Bichochma uvituna uvidat uvachol melacha. Lachashov machshavot lasot bazahav uvachesav unachoshet. Uvacharoshet even the matlot. Uvacharoshet eitz latzot bichol melacha. Vav. Va'ani hinei natati ito. Et aholiyav ben achisamach lamateidan. Ubelev kochacham leiv natati chochma. V'yasu eit kol asher tzivitiha. Zayin. Here is a key line. What is he supposed to do with all his wisdom? Well, eight ohel moed. So the command, you Moshe, after I told you all the kelim and all the structure, Moshe, what are you going to tell Bezalel? Build the ohel moed. What else? The eight ha'aron la'idut et ha'kaporet asher alav chet v'et ha'shulchan v'et ha'menorah v'et ha'mizbach ha'olah. That's a kior. And now yur? At bigdei hasrad, at bigdei hakodesh, laron hakohen, shemen hamishchak, torat hasamim. These 11 psukim is a cliff notes. And it makes so much sense to us. I'm not exactly sure what happened to Moshe, but Moshe, I'm telling you what you got to build. Build a building. Build a kelim. And build things, people, to work in this building. Mishkan, Kelim, Kohanim. Easy. 11 psukim in a nice, neat package. Yes? Good. Now we move to Vayakel. Vayakel is in Perek Lamed Hey. In the beginning of the Vayakel, we find a similar order with some differences. And you'll take a look in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, Mishkan, then Kelim, then the outer structure of the Mishkan, and then the Begadim. Okay. And finally, when Bezalel actually does construct the Mishkan, here we have Bezalel. So first we have Moshe receiving the command. Everyone following? Moshe receiving the command. Moshe telling, being told how to tell Bezalel. And now let's see what a faithful servant Bezalel is in fulfilling the commands of Moshe. Lamed Vav. Everyone got Lamed Vav? Lamed Vav. Vaya and Pasuk Chet. Vaya asu kol chacham leiv b'yosei hamalacha et hamishkan. Eser yiriyot sheish moshzar. Mishkan. Yotet. Vayas michsel ohel. Chaf. Vayas et hakrashim lamishkan. Lamed hey, vayas et haparochet. Lamed zayin, vayas masach lefetach ohel. First we have in Perek Lamed Vav, outer structure. Okay. Lamed zayin. Vayas betzalel et haaron. Pasuk Yud, Vayas et HaShulchan, Vayas et HaMenorah, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So we've got, and Chav Hei, Vayas et HaMizbach HaKtoret, Perek Lamed Chet, Mizbach HaOla, the Kiyor, and then the outer Chatzir. And in our parsha, Pekudei, we've got the Kohanim, primarily in Perek Lamed Tet, and their Begadim. And so we are left with a question mark. Hashem clearly tells Moshe to tell Bezalel to build the Mishkan and then the Kelim. However, the way Moshe seems to convey it is a little different. Because if you go back to Truma, we've got first Kelim and then Mishkan. And then when Bezalel actually builds it, he goes back to the way Hashem told Moshe, but not the way Moshe told Bezalel. And if you haven't been able to follow all the psukim so far, that is the crux of our question. And I'll repeat it. Moshe is told to tell Bezalel, Mishkan Kelim. I'm sorry. Moshe tells Bezalel, Kelim, Mishkan. And Bezalel builds first the Mishkan, then the Kelim. Hashem gives order number one,
Moshe conveys order number 2, and Bezalel builds in order number 1. And that is the question that Rashi, in the beginning of our parsha, deals with. I'd like to read the Gemara, and you're going to see, we're going to see together some fascinating, fascinating things. The Gemara says, I'm reading the Gemara. This is the Gemara that Rashi quotes in the beginning of our parsha. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan. It's in Brachot Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. Everyone have it? Second source on the sheet. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Bezalel al Shem Chochmato Nikra. Bezalel is called Bezalel because of his wisdom. So we should have called him B'chachma. Why did we call him Bezalel? We have to come back to that. What are we talking about? B'sha'ah she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe. When God told Moshe, Lech, emor lo li'Bezalel, asei li, mishkan, aron, v'kelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Moshe, build, tell Bezalel, build the mishkan. Then build the Aron, the Kelim. Well, isn't one of the Kelim the Aron? We have to come back to that also. Why is the Aron singled out? If you'll also notice, this is a footnote that we're not going to deal with directly, but throughout our Parsha and last week's Parsha, it's Vaya'as, Vaya'as, Vaya'as. There's only one place that the Torah says Vaya'as Bezalel, and that is the Aron. We've got to figure out, the Aron seems to be singled out, and we are going to come back to that in Mitzvah Shem. So, B'sha'ah, she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, Lech, emor lo li Bezalel, aseli mishkan aron v'kelim. So when Bezalel was told, I'm sorry, when Moshe was told, go to Bezalel, and make for me mishkan aron v'kelim, halach Moshe v'hafach. V'yamarlo, asei aron, v'kelim, u'mishkan. Moshe switches, which is a huge question. The holy Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe, oh, he got it wrong? How did he get it wrong? But don't worry, because we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment, that Bezalel fixed it. But we need to read a Rashi, a very important Rashi. If you didn't look over the Psukim the way we talked about it, you wouldn't even need this Rashi. But Rashi needs to tell us something very important, because we're not sure what we're referring to. We have so many Prakim here, five Parshiot, figuring out what the order is. So what's Rashi saying? What's the Gemara saying? So Rashi says, Rashi, Shekein Heim Sturim B'Parshat Kitisa. In Parashat Ki Tisa, that is the order. You and I saw it ourselves. It's in the source right above you. Re'e karati b'shem, the gomer, et ohel moed, ve'et aharon la'idut, v'chol ha'parsha. Okay, so Rashi clearly says that Rabbi Yonatan is pointing to Ki Tisa. So Moshe was told clearly what to tell Bezalel. No question about it. Yet, Moshe amarlo, ase aron, v'kelim, kigon shulchan, umenorah, v'yachar kach mishkan, disvirele l'Rabbi Yonatan, because according to this whole pshat, Rabbi Yonatan's pshat, Rabbi Yonatan holds, svirele, savar, he thinks, he holds, shekeseder shehem sturim b'vayikhu litshuma amarlo. This is a key point, which we're not going to focus on too much, but many people have made this mistake because they read the Psukim, but Rashi is quoting a very important point. When we read it, when we read in Parashat Truma, Kelim, and then Mishkan, that's the way Moshe conveyed it to Bezalel. Everyone follow? So we've got, Moshe is told, tell him Mishkan, then Kelim, and yet in Truma, we hear Kelim and the Mishkan. Yes? Big question. Why is the Aron singled out? Why is he not called B'chachma? Why is he called Bezalel? And we've got to wonder why it's also Vayas Bezalel at Aaron. And the major question that we're really dealing with is, how could Moshe switch? That's incredible. Amar lo. Now I'm back in the Gemara. You follow the Gemara? So Bezalel was told something that wasn't true. Hard for me to say those words. Bezalel was told something not accurate. Moshe tells Bezalel Kelim and then Mishkan. But he was told to do Mishkan and then Kelim. You follow? So Bezalel says, whoa, wait a second. Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a pretty famous Rashi. I hate using that expression because famous usually means I know it and you know that it's famous, and if I don't know it's not famous. But I think it's a oft-quoted Rashi that's important to, we're going to see something so beautiful about it, hopefully. Moshe Rabbeinu. Min hago shel olam. The way the world works is Adam bone bayit v'achar kach machnis letocho kelim. First you build a house and then you bring the furniture in. No one who's ever seen a building built, a house built. You don't pick a plot of land and put a sofa there and a chair next to it and a table and chairs and, oh yeah, now let's build the building around it. Oh yeah, well here's the dining room. How do I know? Well, because there's a dining room table right there. You never do that. You build the building, and after the building is finished, and after the building is fixed up, and after you have permission to enter from the authorities, then you move in your things. So, again, min hago shel olam, adam bone bayit v'achar kach machnis letocho kelim, v'ata omer, aseh li aron v'kelim u'mishkan? Kelim she'ani oseh, the kelim that I'm going to build, the shulchan, the aron, the menorah, the kiyor, l'heichan achnisayim, where am I going to put them? Shema, maybe. Now listen to how respectful Bezalel is. First he said Moshe Rabbeinu. Second, Shema. Shema means? Perhaps. Maybe, perhaps. Perhaps, kach amar lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asei mishkan aron v'kelim. Is it possible that that's the way Hashem really told me to do it? First mishkan, then aron, and the rest of the kelim? Amar lo, Moshe comes back to him and says, Shema betzel el hayita v'yadata. You perhaps were in the shadow of God and you knew. Moshe agrees. And that's why we have Vayakel and Pekudei, first Mishkan and then Kelim. He's b'shem al shem chochmato. Al shem chochmato nikra. What a wise man Bezalel is. Because he did not do what he was told. He was do what he should have been told. Hashem told Moshe Mishkan and Kelim. Moshe told Bezalel Kelim and Mishkan. Bezalel comes along and says, hold on a minute. Minhago shel olam is not that way. I'm going to do, is it possible Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's first Mishkan and then Kelim? Hashem says, you are Bezalel. That's the Gemara. Rashi quotes it. Incredible Gemara. What was Moshe thinking? How did Bezalel know? How could Moshe switch? Unbelievable. Take a look at the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh is the Vilna Gaon, is the Maharal Miprag's Perush on Rashi. The Maharal was so prolific, incredibly prolific. And he has a beautiful pshat on Gur Aryeh, called the Gur Aryeh on Rashi. I'm going to read through it a little quickly because I really want to get to Rav Kook. Rav Kook expands on the Gur Aryeh without quoting him, but I think he's based on the Gur Aryeh. Maral says as follows: V'im Tomar, u'Moshe lama lo tziva lasot mishkan kodem? Why didn't? Be'emet, why didn't Moshe just say mishkan first? How can he not say mishkan first? Yesh lomar, de Moshe haya makdim et hakelim. De harei hakelim haim chashuvim mina mishkan. There's no question that the kelim are more important. The kelim, the house, the mishkan is only a binyan around the avoda inside it. We sometimes think about Beit HaMikdash, and it's true. But really, it's the avoda that goes on inside. And he quotes, Shemochiach shakelim masak b'nei kahat, etc. I'm skipping a little bit. At the end of the third line, aval. It's true that the kelim are more important. and they had to be listed first. I'm going to quote in a moment that Rav Kook says that from our own discussion, we saw that the Kelim Mishkan, Mishkan Kelim order didn't seem to be important to God. And so Moshe had to use his own understanding to express the proper order. And his order, according to, if I'm going to teach you something, I'll teach you the most important thing first. What's the most important thing in the whole Mishkan? It's the Kelim. And among the Kelim, the most important part? The Aron. The Aron is the center, the core. The Torah is at the root, at the heart. It's the engine that runs the entire Mishkan. It's the only reason why we have a Mishkan. So of course it's going to go first. And everything around it. And when you're done building the... when you're done hearing about the most important parts, I'll do the next important parts. When you walk into someone's house, you look at the couch and their carpeting, maybe some paintings, the svarim, of course, the mezuzah, most important parts. I don't walk into your house and say, wow, your walls are really sturdy. You know, hopefully they are, but I don't pay attention to that. That's there, but they're only around the important things. And they're Moshe, therefore, seemingly God did not give a value to the order of the way it should be built, nor the value of the way it should be conveyed to Bezalel. So I'm going to teach you the first thing first. Aval, end of the third line. Be'inyan ha-ma'aseh yesh lehakdim et ha-mishkan mipnei she-mishkan hu shmirat ha-kelim. Should read the rest of the Gur Aryeh. I want, for time purposes, to skip to the Rav Kook. But there is a fundamental difference, I'm summarizing the next few lines, between a Moshe and a Bezalel. Moshe is Memuneh, this is a quote from the Gur Aryeh, Memuneh al Halimud. Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's in the Beit Midrash. And we're learning. And you learn most valuable first, least valuable last. Still valuable, but you go in order of importance. Bezalel is not Memuneh al Halimud. He is Memuneh al Ha-Masa. Practically, I agree. The Aron is first. Most important. Menorah, Shulchan, the Kiyor, Mizbach HaOlah, Mizbach HaZahav. No question about it. Mizbach HaKtoret, same thing. No question. But I've got to be practical. You are a man of learning. I am a man of practicality. Rav Kook, excuse me, Rav Kook has also so many svarim. Everyone's a gem. I wish I knew them all. But he wrote a perush on Agadot Chazal. Unfortunately, it only exists in, I don't think he wrote past, Masechet Brachot and Masechet Shabbat. So whenever I run into an Agadata that's also quoted in one of these two Gemaras, it's like it's a golden, it's lucky. If it's not, you're kind of in trouble, you got to go elsewhere. But it's called the Ein Ayah. The Ein Ayah. And I quoted it, it's like a photocopy, so it's a little bit off. But listen carefully to what he says. I put the lines here, and let's see where we go. Kisha Amar, line one. Kisha Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Aseh Li Mishkan Aron VeKelim VeLo Poresh Im Sidram Tzarich Lihiyot Kach Kima Amaram. And Hashem didn't command and say it must be in this order. Line two. O Ein HaSeder Me'akev V'Tam Acher Yesh Be'akdama. Hashem gave the command, but it wasn't clear. He did not say Beferush that there is this order, the way I'm telling you, or another order. Someone says, give me directions to Beit Shemesh, and I say, well, take Highway 1 and get off at 38, and someone says, well, shouldn't I get into the car? Oh, yes, I'm sorry, you should have gotten into the car. Okay, get into the car, take Highway 1, and then, oh, 1 second, shouldn't I have started the engine? My apologies, I left that out, I should have been more clear, and you're no longer invited to my house. No, I mean, if you don't understand that, no, chas v'shalom. But of course, I mean, if there's an order, there's an order. Or is there another order? That's not the way I told it to you. The first order should have been get into the car, but that's not the way I told it to you. So Rav Kook says it's clear that Moshe was able to use his own idea to convey the commands. Line 3. Hine lifi mishpat hamusar. Kol hamikudash mechaveiro. Hu kodem lachaveiro. It's a quote from the Gemara in Zvachim, but who just said that? The Gurari. It's got to be from the Maharal. Anyway, kol hamikudash mechaveiro. Hu kodem lachaveiro. Kadosh to less kadosh. It's in every area of our lives. Kadosh is higher. Al kain hamishkan shehaya rak hasiba v'hamakom lehachil b'tocho ha'aron. Line 5. Since the Mishkan was only an excuse, in quotes, to have the Aron inside it, v'akelim shebahem ta'ase etzem avodah, because of that, turn over the page, noten al kain si'ur hasichli, his own intellect, the way Moshe Rabbeinu saw things, was lahakdim b'limudo ha'aron, v'kelim la'mishkan. The way Moshe understood it was first the most important, and then next. V'litlot hakdamat hamishkan rak ba'asher ra'ui leva'er tchila et mishpat haklal v'achar kach et pratav. And therefore then Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say the most important, and after that to explain, going further, what the details are from general to specific, from holy to less holy. Al kain hitba'er tchila lo b'mareh hanevuah hamakom haklali hamishkan v'yachar kach hadvarim hapartiim shebo. Aval b'inyan hamalacha, line 5, hamekudash mechaveiro, when it came to him describing, I understand, but when it came to him mamish doing the work, hamekudash mechaveiro chok sichli shel tzedek v'yosher hu shiyihyeh kodem mechaveiro. The way Moshe Rabbeinu saw things was kodesh and then less kodesh. Line 6. That was the way Moshe saw things. Line 6 of the second page. Betzalel omnam, however Betzalel, betor tzayar hakarov me'od el hateva v'amitziyut. Betzalel was not in the clouds. Betzalel was in the teva and the mitziyut. The way the world works. Didn't he say minhago shel olam? Moshe Rabbeinu never used those words, minhago shel olam. It was Betzalel who was, so to speak, married to the way the world works. Lo haya yachol letzayer seder she'eino k'minhago shel olam. He was not able to create, to imagine, to design anything that was not firmly rooted in Mitziyut. Moshe was able to. Betzalel was not. For the sake of time, I'm not going to read the rest of the Rav Kook, although I wanted to. You should read it yourself. The Hebrew is not so simple, but it's absolutely doable. This is only a portion of it. Those dot, dot, dots meant that I skipped some lines. Rav Kook and the Guri Aryeh before him, Maharal died in the 17th century, and Rav Kook died in 1933. But we have a fundamental difference of world perspectives. First of all, nobody made a mistake. That was clear, line 1 in Rav Kook. God seems to have not been clear about whether he cared about the order the way I told you. If I said it to do it this way, he would do it that way. No question about it. We have not a scintilla of doubt that if Hashem said XYZ, XYZ. But he didn't. He said XYZ, YXZ, ZYX, in various places. So that means that I'm allowed to convey it the way I want to convey it. And we have two almost opposite worldviews. We have Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Holy of Holies. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was so great that perhaps, and this is Rav Kook's words, and I didn't read the Guri Aryeh inside, but the Guri Aryeh says that he made a mistake in the differences between practicality and theory. He was so kadosh, separate. Ata kadosh, v'shimcha kadosh. He was so holy that of course we go from holy to not holy. But his feet may not have been, for this perspective, rooted in the ground. Min hagosh al olam. Moshe, you cannot do this.
I cannot build the Aron first. There's no such thing. I can't. I first build the building, then I fill it with kelim. It's in many ways, the Maharal's words is that Moshe's greatness may have caused him to make a mistake. The language that he used was not a mistake, but caused him to forget. You'll see it inside. It was Bezalel who was able to see the Mitziyut even in a way that was better and, of course, more practical. Bezalel the artist, Bezalel the architect, the builder. You build with your hands. And Bezalel built with his hands. And what's fascinating is that look throughout Moshe's life. Moshe is always associated with light. When he was born, what happened in the house? Filled with light. How did Moshe see God? Ba'aspaklaria. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Light. Clarity. When Yoshua is appointed, what did the old timers say? Ah, Yoshua is like the moon. What's Moshe? The sun. Not only that, if you take a look at the bottom of the second page, I quoted, fascinating, we read through it quickly, because when we learn Kitisa, we usually focus on the Egel. But take a look at the bottom of the page, the whole end of Parshat Kitisa, after Moshe comes back from the Egel. He goes back up and builds, and he himself writes the new Luchot. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. He's not in this world. Moshe's not in this world. 40 days and 40 nights. I'm hungry. It's not even supper yet. It's not even supper time. I'm hungry. 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achalti. Lechem lo achal. Umayim lo shata. Vayichtov al haluchot et divrei habrit aser tadvarim. Vayihi pasuk chavtet. Vayihi beredet Moshe mehar Sinai ushnei luchot haidut biyad Moshe beredeto minahar uMoshe lo yada ki karan or panav bidabro ito. Or is with an I in here. This is not light. It is or panav. Right, this is his skin. But what does Rashi say? Karan or panav? Bolts of light came out of his. It's Rashi. It's not me. Bolts of light come out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayar lamed, vayar aharon, v'chol b'nei Yisrael Moshe v'inei karan or panav. Vayiru migeshet elav, vayikra alayhem Moshe, etc. And then again, v'ra'u and lamed hey, v'ra'u b'nei Yisrael et p'nei Moshe, ki karan or p'nei Moshe, v'yishiv Moshe tamasvel panav ad ba'ol deberito. There are three amazing points to these few psukim. Number one, karan or panav. Karan or panav. Another example, Moshe Rabbeinu is the light. I don't even want to use the word reflection. He is a complete conveying of the light Shalmala. Number two, what's more amazing, is Moshe lo yada. That's our point here. Moshe didn't even know that he came from a different world. Moshe didn't even know. Now, I want to just do a quick footnote. It's very, very important when you go through Parshat Shmot, not Sefer Shmot, Parshat Shmot, but really throughout Moshe's whole life, it is very important for you to know that we are not Chas V'Shalom like other religions. It's very clear that the Torah wastes words, in quotes, just to tell me who Moshe's father was, and who Moshe's mother was, and who Moshe's brother was, and who Moshe's sister was, and all his relatives. He was a human born from humans, human that had mistakes, human that died, that you and I can die at the same time. I may have asked him. We don't say, well, I'll give you till 100, Chas V'Shalom, Moshe was 120. No, we're all Moshe, physically. Moshe was a human, you and me, same thing. So it's important, when I say he's another world, it's true. He had one foot in this world, no question, but it's true that he also had a foot in the other world. And so the second point here is that he didn't even know. Moshe didn't know. His foot was so far in that world, he mamish didn't even know. And what does that bring us to the third point of that parsha? And that is, We said, Arbaim Yom, Arbaim Laila, Lechem Lawachal. I'm sorry, no. Vayara Aron, Vachol B'nai Yisrael, Moshe, Vinei Karan, Or Panav. Vayiru Migeshet Elav. He was distant from them. So much so that he had to wear some kind of hood, some kind of covering. He was distant from them. Moshe didn't realize that he was exuding light. This may be one of the ideas behind the mistake in Mei Meriva. Possibly. We need a Yehoshua to lead us into the land of the physical. We need a Moshe to lead us through the desert, where of course the sun beats down so hard. We need Moshe to live in the miraculous desert with the Be'er Miriam, with the Man, with the Anani HaKavod. I know that. But Moshe couldn't lead us into B'nai Yisrael. And I've said this in the past, and maybe we'll say it again, but that was perhaps one of the mistakes that Moshe made. When he brings this, the Mateh, he was supposed to talk, he was supposed to start teaching B'nai Yisrael to wean off of the miraculous, and Moshe is unable. You, Moshe, you're going to die in the desert. You're not going to go into Israel. Because you are so much light, you can't... I need someone who's physical. Who's going to be? It's going to be Yehoshua. It's going to be Yehoshua who doesn't go all the way up to Har Sinai, who isn't the sun. We need someone whose feet are on the ground. Yehoshua, who knows how to fight wars, and so does Moshe. He knows how to fight natural wars. He knows how to lose. He knows how to daven. He knows how to gather the proper miraglim and not the tourists that Moshe gathered. We need a Yehoshua, perhaps. Betzalel, on the other hand, is Betzel Kael. He's not in the sun. He's in Betzel Kael. A shadow. We can't look directly in the sun, can we? We're not able to look directly in the sun. We heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the two Dibrot, and we said we can't do that anymore. We need to hear it through somebody else. Betzalel is Betzel Kael. A shadow is the way a sun is interpreted here, is the way I see the world. I can't look at the sun. I can only look at where the sun is not. What time is it? Well, the shadows are getting longer. Ah, okay, now I know. These are practical. The sun is practical. It's rising, I can daven Shema. The sun is setting, I can also daven Shema. Time for Shabbos, time for Ma'ariv. The sun is light and bright, but it's the way the sun reacts and relates to this world that I can live. And so it's Betzalel who recognizes the practicality and the mitziyut, the minhago shel olam. Explains a more larger picture. Moshe didn't have the ability to build the Mishkan. Or better said, Moshe wasn't able to receive a bracha from God to build the Mishkan. No, Moshe, you're not building the Mishkan. You'll serve in the Mishkan. You'll be the Kohen Gadol until your brother takes over. You will be. But you can't build the Mishkan. You're too much sun. You're too much light. You're too much clarity. And by the way, and I wish I had the time to read it inside, but Rav Kook says, of course you need both. But Salal didn't get the Torah either. But Salal couldn't get the Torah. Nobody could get the Torah besides Moshe. In public, 2 million people saw it, but we need a Moshe to go up to Har Sinai. And for 40 days and 40 nights, twice, to live in another world. But Moshe had to come down and convey it to somebody. The sun was too bright. Lo yada ki karan or panav. Didn't even realize. Perhaps that's why he didn't realize the critique he was going to get when he left Tzipora. Yes, we live in this world, but Moshe Rabbeinu for a while separated because it's too much. But Betzalel never did that. Aholiab never did that. That's the idea. You need to get the sun. I'm going to actually quote that the Rav Kook, if you're able to look in, if you go back for a second to look at line 9, Sho'amnam oro shel makom baruchu hu achachma ha'elyona v'yatzedek ha'muchlat. No question about it that the chachma of God comes straight, is truth, is justice. Aval gam haregesh hativi shel hanefesh hazaka. So is the natural natural emotions, natural interaction with the world of the nefesh hazaka, the pure nefesh, Hamivoracha that is blessed, Bechochma shel choshev machshavot, v'chol melechet charash v'choshev, hu be'erech hatzel kel ha'or. She'im shneihem yachad, line 12, yushlam koach hareut uchlalot marut hanimtzayim. Together, we see the most clear of all. Too dark, I can't see anything. Too light, I can't see anything. Haven't you heard the expression, I'm blinded by the light? What do you mean you're blinded by the light? I thought light's supposed to take away blindness. No. Too much light also blinds. What is the exact way to bring the Torah to this earth? If you're an angel, you can go, you can leave now. There's not a single angel that was accepted to our school. We have a checklist on our application process and we say only humans need apply. You're a human being. Everybody's a human. Baruch Hashem. I'm just looking around. Yeah, we're all humans. We're all humans here. Baruch Hashem. What's a human? A human is a combination of that intense light. And I try to get closer. I try to get closer. But also a recognition that there's also shadows. And also a recognition that I need to live in this world. The Torah does not say, V'kodesh tehiyun li. This is the Kutzker Rebbe says this. The Torah says, V'anshei kodesh tehiyun li. You want to be an angel? You're fine. You're going to get demoted to be an angel. I didn't say promoted. That wasn't the mistake. You can get demoted to be an angel. You'll be a robot, a computer. That's fine. You want to be a human? You can be promoted to a human. Can a human make mistakes? Sure, you can lean too much to the practical, too much to the lack of emuna, too much of the hishtadlut. Sure. But you run away to the other side? You're also not a human. And it's exactly what Rav Kook says, line 12, line 11, line 12, line 13. It is the exact combination of the Moshe and the Bezalel that brings the true light of God to this world. It wasn't Moshe who built the Mishkan. It was Bezalel at the direction of Moshe, within his own wisdom, in the shadow of God, that was able to build the Mishkan. And so may we all be Zocha of Yasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham as we conclude Amir Tzashem, Sefer Shemot this year. We combine these two parts of our lives. Sure, we have the neshama side of our life. We also have a goof side of our life. And these two are bound together for 120 years. And they work in perfect harmony. If you're lucky, and if you work hard, they can work in perfect harmony. Sure, you can make a mistake in one way or the other. Chas v'shalom. We all do, and we have to do tshuva for that sometimes when we make a mistake. But the beauty is that combination. And not running away from each side, may we be zocha to make the perfect balance as we bring the light of God to this world. Have a great evening, everybody. Mm-hmm.